taking a look into the latest crop progress report on early harvest and crop condition. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Taking a look into the latest USDA crop progress report with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, and he provides the latest corn crop harvest progress.
The corn harvest number for the week ending September 28th, 18% of the U.S. corn harvested on that date, 1 point behind the five-year average, 2 percentage points behind last year's 20%. And we do see a bit of a convergence where it's a little quicker in the drought-affected southeastern part of the Corn Belt compared to some delays in the western Corn Belt. The only state not reporting any harvest progress at all by September 28th is North Dakota. And the five-year average there is not particularly high, but it is 5%. So getting off to a little bit of a late start in North Dakota due to that late maturation. As we move southward into Nebraska, 11% harvested there. 17% is the five-year average. But as you move to the east into the southern and eastern Corn Belt, we find that Missouri leads the Midwest, 40% harvested. That's ahead of the five-year average of 34%. And Illinois, 21% harvested, also ahead of the five-year average of 18%.
And as for soybean crop harvest, Rippey goes over those latest numbers.
Soybean harvest progress is pretty much on par with what we see with corn. We see 19% of the U.S. soybeans harvested by September 28th. That is 1 point behind the five-year average and 5 points behind last year's 24%. We see that little bit of a mix between the above normal progress for harvest in the southeastern part of the Corn Belt compared with some delays in the far north and west. On the slow side, Minnesota actually having a pretty good week for harvest. They jumped from 3 to 22% harvested during the week ending September 28th, but that is still behind the five-year average of 29%. On the flip side, we see numbers that are well ahead of average and greater than 20% harvested in states like Indiana, 24% harvested, and Illinois and Ohio, both at 21% harvested.
Rippey also points out that a week-over-week total improvement in this year's soybean crop has been recorded.
Soybean condition picking up slightly, 62% good to excellent, up a point from last week, 11% very poor to poor, down a point from last week. That puts this year's crop very close but slightly below last year's condition at this time when we were sitting at 64% good to excellent and 11% very poor to poor. Most of the trouble spots for soybeans are outside the heart of the Midwest and directly related to the dryness of late summer, early autumn. Kentucky, for example, is sitting right now at 36% very poor to poor, 28% of the soybeans rated very poor to poor in Tennessee. As we move into the southern Corn Belt, Illinois appears to be the hardest hit state by some of that late summer drought, 22% very poor to poor there.
And last but not least, the latest on corn crop condition.
Absolutely no change from the previous week. That is to be somewhat expected as we get late in the year. Of course, once the corn's mature, you're not going to change that condition unless it is toppled by wind or storm. So locked in right now, it seems like at 66% good to excellent, 10% very poor to poor. As I mentioned, no change from last week. And that brings this crop back up above where we were this time a year ago, 64% good to excellent and 12% very poor to poor. So we may well end up slightly above last year's final condition if this trend continues. Looking at the individual states, we do see a handful of Midwestern states above 15% very poor to poor, specifically Illinois and Michigan, both at 16% very poor to poor. That is due to that late summer, early autumn drought. As you move outside the Corn Belt, we also see numbers above 15% very poor to poor in Pennsylvania and Tennessee, both of those states affected by drought as well late in the season.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.